Resource planning. The first capacity check occurs at the level of the preliminary production plan. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines resource planning as follows. Capacity planning conducted at the business plan level. Resource planning is the process of establishing, measuring, and adjusting limits or levels of long-range capacity. It is normally based on the production plan, but may be driven by higher-level plans beyond the time horizon of the production plan, for example, the business plan. It addresses those resources that take long periods of time to acquire. Resource planning decisions always require top management approval. Resources are defined as anything that adds value to a product or service in its creation. In manufacturing and services, resources have two important characteristics: the ability to support production and service delivery, the ability to constrain them. Examples of resources in manufacturing and the supply chain are numerous and include machinery and equipment, plant and facilities, raw materials and manufactured components, labor, human capital, knowledge, skills, and expertise, the collective value of an organization's intellectual capital. Checking resources is of interest to multiple areas of an organization. If resources are insufficient, this means that production schedules might not be feasible. This will mean that some demand might not be fulfilled and sales will suffer, which will in turn reduce revenues. Thus, what starts out as an operations concern rapidly affects sales and finance. Resource planning is the part of the supply plan that determines how to develop the capacity the production plan calls for. There are two primary objectives when it comes to resource planning: to address the adequacy of resources that have long acquisition or installation lead times to make sure they are available when needed. To evaluate the feasibility of the preliminary production plan generated during S&OP, a capacity check. Resource planning compares the quantity of critical organizational resources against the plan and determines, first, whether these resources are sufficient to meet the production plan, and second, how to reconcile any shortfalls in capacity when they are not. Typical adjustments include changing the resources or changing the load on those resources. A primary tool for determining whether there are sufficient resources is a bill of resources. Bill of resources. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a bill of resources, also called a resource bill, as follows. A listing of the required capacity and key resources needed to manufacture one unit of a selected item or family. Rough cut capacity planning uses these bills to calculate the approximate capacity requirements of the master production schedule. Resource planning may use a form of this bill. The bill of resources connects resources with the product families that need them in the production process. It includes information that is critical to resource planning at the product family level. Critical or key resources are identified, and this will indicate whether additional facilities, equipment, labor, skills, or suppliers are required. These indicators are used on an aggregate basis to illustrate a need. For example, we might monitor the load on total labor available in a plant to indicate if a new facility is needed. While identifying some of these critical resources might be obvious, others might be found only after some analysis. Examples include a study to identify items that have the longest lead times or that are part of the longest total lead time, a discussion with purchasing to identify items with volatile prices or scarcity, analysis of physical supply or distribution constraints, or analysis of those resources that take the longest to adapt to changes in volume or product requirements. Bills of resources may take two forms, at different levels of aggregation. A bill of resources for one or more related product families. This high-level bill will list the critical resources needed to make one average unit of each product family. The critical resources would be things all the families use. Since these are averages of multiple units or product options, they are useful only for high-level planning. A bill of resources for one product family. This more detailed bill will list the average time to make each individual unit in the product family. At the resource planning level, organizations might use the first of these bills if they have related product families. If not, they might still determine an average of all units in a single family for planning at this level. The more detailed version of the bill of resources is shown elsewhere in these materials as part of rough-cut capacity planning. Resource planning process. There are six steps in the resource planning process, as shown in Exhibit 2-34. Exhibit 2-35 is a summary of the resource planning process that defines the key inputs, activities, and outputs. Once a plan for each period in the planning horizon has been modified as needed to pass this high-level capacity check, it is moved to the next stage of detail in planning, master scheduling. An example of a bill of resources and its related resource plan follows. Commercial door manufacturer example. Exhibit 2-36 shows a bill of resources for three product families using our commercial door manufacturer case study as an example. Exhibit 2-36. Bill of resources. The bill of resources includes three product families, one created using an MTS production plan, family A, plus two other families of MTO doors that use these critical resources. If these MTO doors were made using Chase production, note that the load for the bill will differ each period, and so the calculation would be made for each period separately. A critical resource is recycled polycarbonate, plastic pellet supplier. Polycarbonate is used in making the glass in the doors vandal-proof, and it is used in each product family. The current supplier has capacity constraints, so it is important to know whether the supplier can provide enough recycled material or if another supplier will need to be added. The recycled material is desired to ensure that the organization can meet its mandate towards sustainable production, but due to high demand, it is not always available, especially at an attractive price. Due to high cost and new worker learning curves, labor is a critical resource. Also, some shared resources may need to be checked for their total capacity. Here, WorkCenter 23 is a shared process for all product families. It is where the glass sheets are annealed with the polycarbonate. Due to the size and expense of this operation, the organization currently has only one large WorkCenter for this process, and it is important to ensure that there is sufficient capacity. Assume that in addition to the quarter one planned production of 900 units for family A, 300 units per month, the organization has planned production of 1,500 units of family B and 2,400 units of family C. Exhibit 2-37 shows the completed resource plan for this bill of resources for the quarter one load calculations made using this bill of resources. Comparing the load to the available capacity provides information on utilization. Exhibit 2-37, resource plan. Load versus capacity on critical resources for one quarter. The load and load percents are calculated as follows. The load percent is a utilization metric. Note that most organizations are not trying to reach 100% utilization. Rather, they establish some protective capacity. As a rule of thumb, MTS organizations often set their protective capacity from 8 to 10%, for example, a load of 90 to 92% at most, and MTO organizations often set it from 20 to 25%, a load of 75 to 80% at most. In this case, the organization is combining an MTS family with two MTO families, so they set their protective capacity at 20%, resulting in the target load being 80%. In this case, the load is acceptable for each critical resource. If the load exceeds the target, the organization will have to address this capacity issue, such as by investing in equipment, facilities, contract manufacturing, buying a distressed competitor, acquiring new suppliers, or changing the size of the workforce. In addition to supply-related capacity, a resource planning process should consider other types of critical resource constraints and risks to capacity. Here are some examples. Utilities risks such as power or water interruptions or conservation limits. Staffing risks such as insufficient labor of a particular skill set, scrap or error-related risks that result in batches or lots needing to be discarded, equipment breakdown and spare part availability risks.